USA Radio News.
President Trump and wife Melania visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, where an anti-Semitic gunman murdered 11 people during services last Sunday. The president laid flowers on a makeshift memorial outside the synagogue and spoke with the rabbi. Earlier, funeral services were held for some of the victims. Mourner Robin Faulkner says Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz was more than just her family physician.
He was our family doctor. My kids went to him. My ex-husband went to him. He's just become a dear, dear, dear friend.
Tree of Life congregation member Judith Semitz said after surviving the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp and the synagogue shootings, he understands his purpose in life.
When I started to talk to schools about the Holocaust, I realized that that's my mission in life, to tell people because they don't know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger has died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Bulger was found unresponsive at a U.S. penitentiary in West Virginia, where he had just been transferred, and a medical examiner declared him dead shortly afterwards. President Trump is trying to change the Constitution. USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump told the political website Axios that he plans to issue an executive order ending birthright citizenship. He also said he's tired of waiting on others to tackle the illegal immigration issue. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He talks about some of the challenges President Trump will face.
Neither the president nor the Congress can change that rule. Even if there were flexibility there, it would still be up to Congress because the Constitution gives Congress the power over naturalization, deciding who becomes a citizen or not, not the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. troops are heading to the border. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Around 5,000 active duty troops being given orders to deploy to the U.S.-Mexico border within the next few days. The troops will be preparing for the arrivals of Central American migrant caravans, one large one currently in southern Mexico, but still heading north towards the U.S. border. The troops' mission is to help Border Patrol agents secure the border as the caravan moves closer.
We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are in fact deploying with weapons.
That's U.S. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy of U.S. Northern Command. Those caravan members may not actually reach the border for another few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News that Saudi Arabia and Russia have announced plans to increase oil production has had an impact on the price of gas. John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of YesBuddy.com tells us those two decisions have lowered the price of oil down to its lowest level since April.
Well, it's been a good week for motorists. The average price across the U.S. for gasoline has dropped by 3 cents a gallon, falling to $2.80 a gallon. That's the lowest tally in nearly 6 months. Prices within the next 2 days may fall to the lowest level back under $2.80 for the first time since April.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.